There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A little bit later on, we're talking space junk. Or are we talking meteorites? Or both? Or I don't know.
It's the big battle between what was witnessed.
Interesting that, isn't it? I also think, and we tweeted this a little bit earlier on, let's just bring this in very briefly. If music gives you goosebumps, your brain might be special. Have you got a song that you hear and it immediately the little good hackles rise on the back of your neck? The goosebumples, as my old German boss used to say.
The goosebumples. Used to say goosebumples. I do get a reaction like that.
You do?
To certain songs.
Anything you could name? Any particular song?
First
dance at the wedding, maybe?
Yeah, that does give me goosebumps. Yeah. The one that I walked down to probably more so.
Yeah, what was that?
It was, I can't even think of the lady that sings it. It's an Elvis Presley song, but it's a woman singing it. I can't think of her name.
Good that it made that make an impression on you.
No, it's how it sounds rather than what it was.
Yeah, fair enough. So if music does give you goosebumps, if there's a song that every time you hear it you go, oh, will tell you why your brain might be special in about 10 minutes' time.
It's called Can't Help.
Can't help.
But the Elvis, I think Elvis called it something else, like Falling in Love. Loads of people have done it. But
Can't help falling in love with you. That's that song.
Yeah, but she called it Can't Help, and she did a very acoustic version of it. So, yeah, bumps.
Goosebumps. I'm going to look that up. All right, then, so we'll come back to that later. That's one thing. Also, this, malls across the UAE taking steps to reduce their carbon footprint. Now, Majid Al Futtaim Properties have teamed up with the integrated energy firm Enova, and it's to reduce 3,200 tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions a year at three of their malls. Now, earlier today, Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre spoke with Gaith Shoker, who's the CEO of shopping malls at Majid Al Futtaim. And Mohammed began by asking him what else they're going to do to go green.
We have a set policy in place where we target to achieve net positive by 2040. And we have, in the meantime, of course, we have targets that we are tracking towards that objective. So today our focus is on reducing energy consumption of 5% in our existing shopping centers and 7.5% on all of our new developments. But we're also dramatically cutting the usage of water, waste, and also working a lot on the recyclable grey water, as an example, as well as waste.
Okay, now we know it's great for the environment, but what's in it for you guys? What do you guys stand to gain by introducing these policies?
Well, I think for us it's really twofold. One is it makes good business sense. It makes good business sense because the returns are there. For example, today on the investments that we're making in these three shopping centers that we've announced, a return of about 80 million dirhams over 2 decades, which is the life of these investments. But also the other side, we are good global citizens and good local citizens, and it's our responsibility to lead in this respect. And of course, you know, we are part of the community, and our consumers and our retailers and ourselves care very much about the environment that we live in. So we do our bit.
That is Gaith Al Shoker, who's the CEO of shopping malls at Majid Al Futtaim. Malls across the Emirates taking steps to try and reduce their carbon footprint. And what they're doing at the company is trying to get rid of 3,200 tonnes of carbon dioxide, the right way in emissions per year. And that's across three of their malls, three of their many malls as well. One story we're looking at today, another one is a change that's been made to federal laws. NLT.
Yeah, this is about vet samples. Recent changes have been made to those federal laws you mentioned, covering the practices of veterinary medicine and the regulation of veterinary products, which have been welcomed by UAE vets. The Ministry of Climate Change and Environment is responsible for issuing licenses and permissions for all veterinary activities, and there are harsher penalties for those who don't go through the correct channels. Medical director and owner of Blue Oasis Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Dieter Malacek, says there is one particular change that's going to impact pet owners directly.
We need to get approval from the ministry for each and every case that will cost 300 dirhams that the owner has to pay end of the day. So that's actually, in that law, the biggest problem we are facing for pathohistology, for tissue samples. There is no facility in the UAE that has the same quality like one of these in Europe.
Okay, so that's a change at the federal level to laws covering the practice of veterinary medicine and also the regulation of veterinary products as well. So that's across the board pretty much been welcomed by UAE vets to try and get at least something of a level. playing field.
Yeah.
That's the point. So here's another story. Talking water now. If you hadn't noticed, we live in a hot country. It says here, I had noticed. But the thing with that is there's an increased need for water in many areas. Now, what we know from the powers that be is that they've decided one of the best ways to combat the issue of water wastage, both locally and globally, is to educate the decision makers of tomorrow. That would be the children, for they are the future.
I was just about to say that.
I knew you were. You were
the children are the future.
Benson tip. Rick Bullamy has been talking to Linda Merio at Surge Middle East. They've been teaming up with DEWA recently and also UAE Water Aid, and it's in an effort to combat the growing water wastage issue. And she's been explaining, first of all, the purpose of the initiative.
Well, the main focus is that we're really trying to build good water stewards here in the UAE and ensure that people feel responsible for the natural resources and not wasting the precious and scarce water resources that we have here in the UAE. I think as well with the children, our program is helping to really build responsible global citizens. So globally, the global water crisis affects 1 in 10 people on the planet. There's 663 million people that do not have access to a source of clean water today.
And according to figures from UNICEF, over the next few decades, 1 in 4 children will be living in water-scarce areas. Linda explained that we have to act now to address the problem.
In the UAE, for example, this country is one of the highest water-consuming countries around the world. And we know that from municipality figures that this is somewhere above 500 liters of water being consumed on a daily basis per person. Actually, our program has shown that almost 90% of the children have told us in our survey after the program that they go home and they talk to their parents about this and they talk to other members of their family. So the children are spreading the word.
That's exactly the point, isn't it? Surge Middle East work to increase awareness of the global water crisis that we are facing, contributing to a culture that cares about natural resources. If you go into Wetex next week, you can catch up with them at the Water Aid Foundation. But the point there that Linda Merio was trying to get across was what we pointed to a little bit earlier, children being the future.
Yeah, and also I know there's someone, no names, in our office who said their child was put on a recycling project with school, and it's almost like that is what you need. It's like the supervisory role of the child saying, we should be doing a bit more of this, or why are we wasting so much water? It does make you think a bit more because you slip into bad habits.
Oh, it does, because kids will say to you, you'll be like, no, leave the tap running, and they'll be like, well, why? And I always think, I can't answer that. Don't try and catch me out. But it's a really good way to guilt parents into thinking of this. Because, you know, sometimes, you know...
If you were like me as a child, particularly persistent and annoying, then I would have been like, but why are you doing that? And don't you think you should be doing more of this? And why?
Yeah, so exactly what changed, NLT?
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
All right, then, let's look at a few more stories. Voluntary recall of nearly 2,500 products, 22 categories, announced by the authorities in Abu Dhabi. It's for non-compliance with safety and quality requirements. It's the temporary withdrawal of 7,334 products in 25 categories by the QCC. That's the Quality and Conformity Council. It follows inspection campaigns January to September. Looking at things like electrical appliances, toys, tyres, tobacco products, all that, lots and lots of different things. Inspectors issuing warnings to outlets about non-compliant products, recalling them, withdrawing them temporarily, and you then have time to correct your mistake.
Yeah, there's another story we're looking at, and it's something we heard a lot about at Jitex, actually. There's new updates added to the RTA Smart Drive app, which helps motorists navigate Dubai's roads without internet connection. Now, the additional features ensure more accuracy in tracing locations, where you are, the landmarks, as well as assessing traffic conditions. The Makani addressing system has also been integrated within the application, so maybe a bit more detail when we're stuck on the roads.
We've talked about packing before, haven't we, for going on planes?
Yes, I'm very good at this.
Yeah, I knew you would. It's not all. Not everything's a competition. However, I would expect that
what isn't a competition? Tell me what is not competitive about life.
Sometimes you have to let it go, NLT. Just let it slip into the ether. No, I'm just thinking, because if you go on Etihad Airways between the 18th of October to 18th of December, you could benefit from a new deal for packing light. All right, so they've got a new hand baggage only deal on two routes. It allows you to get lower fares if you're going economy if you don't check in any baggage. So it's Abu Dhabi, Bahrain and Kuwait. Travel until 31st of March 2018. 7 kilos. But it means it will be cheaper. So if you can do that and just carry on what you need. And then, of course, you get off the other end and you're like sailing through.
Zoom straight
out. Exactly. Like a seasoned traveller in your loafers.
Yes, I do have travel loafers.
Because, of course, the best travellers wear loafers, don't they?
Cause it's, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. All right, so that's some of the news today. A couple of minutes' time, we're going to look in some more detail at exactly why music, if it gives you goosebumps, why your brain might be special, this next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.